80 Czechs remain stranded in the Himalayan region of Ladakh, where flash floods killed 156 people last Saturday. Most of those Czechs have already contacted the Czech embassy in New Delhi and are waiting for flights home. But the fate of a small group who were traveling on their own remains uncertain. Daniela Lazareva called the Czech ambassador to India, Miloslav Stašek, and he told her the latest news.
We are still missing around 8 people. About them, we don't have any information so far, but we are trying to establish some contact with their relatives in the Czech Republic and to recognize if there is any link with them and to get at least some information about their movement in this area when the floods took place. But generally, we start helping the people immediately after the floods to leave the Ladakh area via Delhi back to the Czech Republic. So far, evacuated around 40 people. They are back already in the Czech Republic, and still around 80 people are waiting for the transportation from Ladakh to Delhi. Basically, another group of the Czech tourists will be evacuated tomorrow morning by the Indian flights. And the rest of the people, they decided to so far stay or continuing in their program in trekking, or they are just staying just to help the Indian authorities with the rescue work to help the people who are still injured and who are touched by this massive flood which took place in this period of year, which is unusual.
The situation there must be quite chaotic. Where are they living, and when will they be evacuated?
Most of our people, they are staying in different hotels around the Ladakh. Very serious situation is, according to our information, around the airport in Ladakh, where tourists are camping and waiting for their flights to get on the plane and to leave the area. But this is not the case of the Czech tourists.
I understand that there was also a group of Czech botanists there working in the mountains. When were they heard from last, and do we know anything about the other missing people?
Yeah, we succeeded to establish the contacts via their relatives in Czech Republic yesterday late night. It means we know that they are secure and they are untouched by the flood, and they are continuing in their work and in their research in the area. But about those 8 still missing tourists, we don't have any information so far.
What about Czechs who wanted to leave for India now, for this region, would you advise them to put off their trip?
Well, definitely I will advise to postpone the trip, because really the situation is very serious, and there is the basic communication lines where interrupt. There is no land ways to get there. It means only possible way how to get there and how to get out of this region is by the planes. It means definitely the situation is very serious, and we put our advices on our website not to travel this period of time to the north region. And it's not valid only for the Ladakh, but also to about the area of Jammu and Kashmir, the north state of India, where are some political problems and clashes between the civilians and army and police.
That was the Czech ambassador to India, Miloslav Stašek, talking about the situation in India, including the situation for Czechs who are still missing there.